Wyndham Hotels and Resorts makes travel possible for all. Whether it's the long haulers looking for a great cup of coffee, a roomier rest for the on a whim road trippers, or a place to make summer memories with the whole family. No matter who you are, where you're going, or why, with 24 trusted brands to choose from like La Quinta, Days Inn, and Super 8, your Wyndham is waiting. Get the lowest price at WyndhamHotels.com. Restrictions apply. Visit website for more details.
All right, what's up, guys? Welcome to another episode of the T-Moss Buzz Show. And in today's episode, so I did do a video version of this. I'm doing a podcast version, and I am going to talk about this on TikTok because I feel that there are things that security guards need to know. One thing that they need to understand is that they aren't cops. So you can't be going up to a person thinking that you're a cop. It don't work like that. You are a security guard, okay? You call the cops, but you're not a cop unless you know something that I don't know. Because I know there might be a situation where they hire a cop to be a security guard, but I'm like, okay, then if that's the case, then that's the case. But it's like, fam, if you aren't a cop, you are like, you do not go to a police station, clock in, and then at some point in time go back to that police station and clock out, fam. You are not a cop. Now, if you were in some private security, whatever, you need to understand the difference between that job and a police officer's job, okay? You are a security guard, okay? You guard the area. You give it security. But when some actual crime stuff be going down, that's when you call the cops. Now, here's the thing. Now, I know a lot of people are going to be looking at me like, oh, T-Moss Boss, are you a security guard? Because if not, you don't need to be talking about this. And you are 100% right. But here's the thing, though. I watch a lot of body cam videos. I'm cool with security guards. So I feel that I pick up on some things. It ain't like when I go out and about, I'm just blind and don't be paying attention to stuff. No, I be paying attention to things. And when I see security guards walking, Target, for an example, there's one guy that I see him patrolling aisles and stuff, and I can tell that he's a security guard. He's just patrolling. He's just looking around. And if he sees somebody doing something out the ordinary, yes, he 100% has the right to stop that person from doing something out of the ordinary. But he has to know that that person is doing something out the ordinary. Because if the same thing that they're doing is the same thing that everybody else is doing, and he's judging them based off of how they looked or, you know, whatever and stuff, then it's like, fam, you're not doing your job correctly. You are not. And I personally think that's what my friend had went through. So anyways, she's at Walgreens minding her own business. And I know a lot of people are going to probably be thinking like, oh, I'm jumping in my friend's defense. And I, you know, the thing is this, I tried seeing it from the security guard's perspective. And I wanted to talk on what I would do if I'm a security guard, if I'm in a situation like that. But yes, in my friend's video, the security guard was 100% in the wrong. All right. So anyways, my friend is shopping at Walgreens, minding her own business, out of nowhere. Dude, security guard, approaches her, starts talking about, no, you need to show me all the items that you have, blah, blah, blah. If you don't, I'm going to call the police. I guess according to her, he was holding a pair of handcuffs in his hand. So he was trying to overall intimidate her, make it seem like that he was a cop and things. And so, and I know people will probably ask, like, well, what would I do different in that situation? I'm going to go based off of what I've seen in videos and what I've seen face to face, all right? So anyways, what I would do if I'm a security guard, right? And I know people, because when I sit down and I think about that security guard job, because I actually thought about being a security guard at one point in time, but I started thinking, what do I do if a person has a weapon stronger than mine? What do I do if that person has a gun, right? So let's say if I go and be a security guard at a mall, right? And somebody's like, hey, this dude's in Foot Locker cutting up and things. I'm like, okay, I'm a security guard. I got a little bit of authority. Let me go over to this Foot Locker and tell this dude to chill out, right? I go over there. I'm like, hey, bruh, you gonna need to relax or you gonna have to take that outside. One of the two. He's like, no, I ain't going nowhere. I'm like, bro, you gonna have to relax without warning, okay? Without warning, I ain't got enough time to react. This man pulls a gun out and he shoots me, puts me in a situation where I'm either fighting for my life or I don't have a life no more. So my thing is this, what if that would have been my friend? You know, like, that's something that I feel that security guard wasn't thinking of. Well, he probably was looking at her and was probably like, okay, she ain't got no weapon. She don't look like the type to have a weapon, so I can go up to her and intimidate her and try to be the man and the authority, because this guy, seriously, he was on some, like, Mike Epps, Friday After Next top flight security of the world type stuff. No, seriously, this guy, he was trying to like push out his power way too much. And I'm like, fam, you got power within yourself, but when it comes to others, you ain't got no power, okay? If somebody really wanted to, the funny thing is like, while he probably had my friend cornered talking about you stealing, you doing this, you doing that. Meanwhile, there's somebody that's actually across that store stealing, but no, he got the suspect. He doing the right thing. And it's like, it's stuff like that where I'm like, fam, you really got to pay attention to people. I mean, no, you seriously got to pay attention to people. But what I would do in a situation like that is that if I know that that person's acting wild, if that person's acting crazy, that's when I would tell them. I'm like, hey, bruh, look. In a situation where the example that I was naming off, the guy acting crazy in the Foot Locker, I'm like, yeah, I think in that I would warn him, be like, hey, look, I'm going to call the cops. And then if, like, have some backup, if dude don't leave the first time, that's when I look at another security guard. I'm like, hey, yo, call the cops and things. I'm gonna just keep an eye on this guy and make sure he don't do nothing crazy. So that's how that situation would go. Walgreens situation, if I think I see somebody in there stealing, I'm gonna make sure I catch them on camera, see what they got going on, radio, because I'm pretty sure, that's the thing where it's like, I know a lot of people are probably gonna laugh about this, but I'm like, this is something that I paid attention to from that movie. But, and it's funny because that's what they called this security guard. But so, there's that movie, Paul Blart Mall Cop. Now, I'm 100% sure that they have a little security in every store out there. They got a little security room, and they got somebody looking at all the different cameras. Right now, according to the security guard in my friend's video, he claimed that the manager had called him or radioed in, I don't know, but overall told him that my friend was stealing. But when my friend called the manager or came in contact with the manager, I don't know, but anyways, when she came in contact with the manager said, we never said that to that guy. So that guy straight up lied to my friend, and I'm like, and you just put this store into a situation where they could be, and no, the thing is this, because people in the comments were saying that, and even I was all like, hey, look, if you gotta do what you gotta do, but fam, you just put this place into a potential lawsuit. Like, if my friend actually goes through with this, she's gonna most likely end up winning that lawsuit, because you don't know how to do your job correctly. Because in a situation like that, what you're supposed to do is make sure you got the video footage of them stealing, get a picture of them, call the cops, tell them like, hey, this person was stealing. I'm pretty sure if they use a credit card or something, if a person's stealing, a person's stealing. So I guess, like, you know, for the next time, and then if they come back in there again, then yeah, you know, then that's when you call the cops and be like, hey, this person that came in here stealing last time, because that's something that I know from businesses, and I even remember that happened at my job, and I even remember when there was a time when I was at a Macy's. And so I was there with my mom, and so my mom, she was getting some clothes or whatever, but so anyways, so the clerk or the cashier lady, she was all like, yeah, this woman and her kids, they just stole some glasses right now. And I even said that myself. I was like, do you want me to go and stop them? And the woman was like, no, because it's considered a small item, we can't really do much about it and stuff. And I'm like, dang, what, the person, they got still like a H2 Hummer or something in order for them to, I'm like, there's a lot of small items in here. I'm like, like, what does that mean? And especially if there's some expensive glasses on top of that. I was, fam, when I tell you I was ready, I'm like, if I had to, like, jump off of something and tackle the whole family, I'd do what I, no, okay, I wouldn't have did all that. But I'm saying, though, I would have been like, hey, look, you need to give them glasses back. And so, but if not, if nothing would have happened, I'd been all like, okay, well, yeah, I'm like, call the cops. You got pictures of them on video. Go get their license plate and all that other stuff. I'm not a security guard here, but I'm saying, if you give me that job, I'll run out there, take a picture of their license, call the cops and be like, hey, this car, the people that was driving it, they just stole some expensive glasses. Go handle your business, cops. But I'm like, I'm not, and I feel like this security guard, he would be that type of person. He's like, oh, let me chase this individual down the street, or let me get in my car and chase them over some glasses. Yeah, I'm like, this guy, he's 100% gonna lose his job. I'm like, no, I'm gonna definitely make sure, like, I, you know, get, like, updates from my friend and just see what the situation's all about. Who knows? She might just write this off, because that's one thing that I'll say that I feel that because my friend, she is a person of color, I think that's why that security guard did what he did, because it's like, it was like, oh, a black woman, oh, I guess she's definitely, I ain't seen black women steal before, so therefore she's stealing. I'm like, no, My friend actually has money. She ain't got no reason to steal. I'm like, you would have known that if you was a little bit smarter in the head and stuff. So, but yeah, it's like in a situation. But no, so I remember at my old job where the cafe that I worked at. So I think it was like either the first week or second week. I don't know. But anyway, so the manager, they hired me on. Me and him, we were just kind of sitting there talking and stuff. So there was a guy that came through. And I guess this guy comes through all the time and he steals a protein bar. And I'm like, okay, I work here. I'm all like, fam, if I got to like go and snatch that candy bar, protein bar, whatever it was, out that man's hand, I'm like, I'll do what I need to do. But I'm all like, I asked my manager that. I'm like, do you want me to stop this guy? And he's all like, no, no. And he said the same exact thing that the woman said at Macy's, that because it's considered a small item, we can't do nothing. But I'm like, fam, people was coming through that place and stealing all the time. We actually had to enforce a rule at that place where people had to open up their box and things and show us that they wasn't stealing, because yeah, people actually do steal. But me personally, I feel that if a person is a regular shopper and you could just look at them and tell like they already about like, because my thing, that's something that I had said in the video, that if my friend, right, if that security guard, because I'm like, that's what you're really supposed to be doing, is seeing if they're gonna go up to the cash register or not and pay for all their items. But I feel like that guy, probably that's what it was. He probably wasn't being secretive when he was watching my friend. So then that's why he was like, oh, let me just try to run up and just do something in the spur of the moment and stuff. So, but anyways, if that person walks up and you see them taking all their stuff, like talking if we're at Walgreens, but if you see them taking all their stuff and they putting it on the counter and pay, and that's why I said in the video, because I'm all like, that if that security guard, if he approached me, I'm like, okay, well, you know what? I'm gonna give you the benefit of the doubt in this situation, all right? Let's go up to the cash registers, right? If I'm so-called stealing, because I'm like, most people ain't gonna say that, but I'm gonna go up to them cash registers. I'm gonna have them scan every item that I just grabbed, right? When that credit card or debit card machine, whatever, the card machine, when that mess says card approved, I want you to apologize to me. I want you to apologize to me and say that you don't know how to do your job, because you really don't. Because I'm like I said, in every situation, security guard or not a security guard, you see somebody stealing, you don't just corner them and approach them. Because I know if I had did that at my old job, I would have been fired. And I feel that when this video, I need to check my, because I think on TikTok, I don't know how many views it got, but I need to check on YouTube also to see how many views it has on there. Because I'm like, nah, my thing is this. And this is overall like a message to just all security guards that just, they on some like Mike Epps when he was in Friday After Next, where you think you're like you're the most well-known cop across the world. And it's like, fam, you gotta understand that situations like that could potentially make you lose your job. So it's like that, and then when you lose your job, and then you can't get no security job, because it's like every security business out there knows about you, and they know, okay, well, we already know what kind of business he's on. He's gonna mess around and corner the wrong person. It'll probably be Barack Obama's daughter. And now it's like this stuff done reached more, because it's like, I feel, because it'll be some stuff like that where he's gonna do that to the wrong somebody, and then next thing you know, they gonna post their video, and then this video is gonna go viral all over again. Then my friend's gonna reach share her video and be all like, I dealt with the same security guard. Then that video is gonna go viral and stuff. And then it's like, then what are you gonna do? See, it's stuff like that that people don't be thinking about, rather than just doing things the normal way, where it's like, okay, you sold, my thing is this, you so-called claim you seen my friend on camera stealing, right? So, and then that was the crazy part about it in the video. So my friend was like, okay, well, show me the video. And he was like, I ain't gotta show you that. Then I'm like, then how are you gonna accuse somebody of stealing? It's stuff like that where it's like, if you so-called claim you got proof, you gotta show it. But you can't just walk up to somebody and start accusing them of some stuff. Because I guarantee and I promise you, let it be the other way around, where she goes up to him and starts accusing him of some stuff, and he gonna be all like, oh, where's the proof? And then she hits him with that same sentence, he's gonna be thinking to himself, well, that don't make no sense. No, if I ask for proof, I'm supposed to get proof, right? most cases. But why can't my friend not get that same treatment? I know a lot of people gonna be sitting down saying, oh, you're just doing this because this is your friend. This wouldn't be no different if it had been anybody else. Because I remember there was the one video where it was actually a cop. And then it's like, and this is just situations that you see on a regular basis. I'm like, fam, there'll probably be at some point in time where I deal with this. I mean, I've been followed throughout stores, and that's something that I'm all like, you know, the day when I got energy and I'm like, I ain't got nothing to do for the rest of the day, I'm like, I'm gonna mess with somebody that's gonna do some stuff like that. But no, this is what you do to security guards or anybody that be wanting to accuse you, whether it's a store, a worker, or whatever. But no, I'm like, pay for all your stuff and then get them on camera and be all like, I want you to apologize for accusing me of stealing. If they don't do it, then that's me, yeah. But I mean, regardless though, you post that stuff on the internet. I'm like, that'll be the one thing that'll cause a person to lose their job. But dang, I was gonna say something, I completely forgot. But anyways, yeah, there's just some security guards out there where I'm all like, they just don't know how to do their jobs. And then it's like, if you look up and if you lose your job and then no security business wants to hire you, then I'm all like, then bro, you 100% brought that on yourself. Maybe that might be your sign. I'm like, yeah, go through the actual process of becoming a cop, but don't act like you're a cop if you got a security job. You're a flashlight holder, bro. You're not no actual cop. You ain't got like actual cop weapons unless you know something that we don't know. But other than that, I'm not saying for people to go into businesses and start carrying on crazy towards security guards, but I'm just saying though, if a security guard approaches you and they start talking crazy, I'm like, literally beat them at their own game, bruh. I'm like, I'm going to overall show you why you cannot do this to just random people, because in your head you thought somebody was stealing, all right? So but anyways, with that being said, I will talk to y'all later. Thank you guys for watching and or listening. Stay tuned for the next episode, and peace.